Florida hospitals are preparing for a surge in coronavirus cases. At Sarasota Memorial Hospital, officials say about a dozen people are awaiting test results for coronavirus after testing negative for flu and other common viruses. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan spoke with hospital CEO David Verinder about preparations there. He starts by addressing the case of a Manatee County man who was hospitalized at a nearby facility with COVID-19. He had no recent history of travel.
Does it heighten our interest? Certainly. So we're testing more, we're looking more, people are more aware of that's going on right now. But I don't think you should draw a conclusion to what else that means.
It's just that he has no apparent history of travel, so could that indicate community spread is happening?
It's certainly a possibility, but I like to just deal in fact and preparedness. So I think we're prepared if there's a lot more patients or a lot more people in this community that could test positive for it. We're prepared for that, but we don't have any indication that that would be the case at this point.
Let me ask you this then about the preparedness at a hospital level. Are you planning ahead for kind of almost like a drill, as if a worst case scenario happened, many healthcare workers were exposed and became ill? How do you handle those sorts of situations?
So we're doing our best to keep everybody in certain modules so we don't have cross-contamination, because what the worst-case scenario is that you have a patient that didn't get identified and was in the general population and got touched by 20% of your employees at some point, and then you have a real problem. Our goal is to keep the patients with respiratory illness confined to certain groups of employees so we don't have a cross-contamination issue. I mean, it's multiple times a day we're going back through and looking at our processes, looking at where patients are, trying to manage the volume that we have and keeping people safe.
What kind of volume are you looking at? Is it going up now?
It is. We're having record volumes. The hospital is very full. The ERs are very full. Our ICUs are full. Everything is full right now.
And is it full because of coronavirus fears?
No, I wouldn't say that. We have been growing at a pretty good clip for the last several years. March is traditionally our very busiest month of the year in Sarasota every year, okay? So we know we're going to have an influx. Certainly, we always have an influx of respiratory patients at this time of year. So right now, it's no different. It's just heightened because we're trying to make sure that we're separating patients and not having anybody be able to spread between patients and their staff members.
And do you need more resources?
Well, my biggest concern is to be able to get testing done in a much quicker way, okay, so we know what we have. So what happens right now is we'll have somebody comes in and they're going through that litany of tests that I described earlier. What may take 2 or 3 days to do that? Well, you're tying up a bed, you're tying up a negative pressure room, an isolation room while you're waiting, and that's jamming up the process. So what I want to have happen is I want to have our qualified physicians be able to order the test directly without having to go through a process through the CDC. And I want the capability of Tampa to expand dramatically to do more tests per day or have more sites, simply to get more capacity to do tests in a quicker way.
Thank you so much for your time. It's really a pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And currently, 3 laboratories in Florida are able to do coronavirus testing. Those are in Tampa, Miami, and Jacksonville. And for more on coronavirus, go to WUSFnews.org.